Well, one of my all-time favorite psalms is Psalms 103, and I am planning on reading that today, so if you have your Bible, you can open that up to Psalms 103. This last week, I was sharing different psalms for the daily inspiration, and I went through a number of them, Psalms 33, Psalms 11, Psalms 19, Psalms 24, Psalms 27, Psalms 34, Psalms 46, and then today, Psalms 103. So thank you for calling in. My name is Steve Clark, and it is a blessing to be able to share in the daily inspiration. And I know my heart has been inspired. I hope yours has too as you've been listening. And if this is your first time this week, that you would be blessed as you listen to Psalms 103. It starts verse 1, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now that's something to ponder. To bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. As a child of God, we have many benefits, many blessings. And I hope you are a child of God. I hope you are walking with him and have your trust in his provision for salvation through the blood of Christ. Because if you do, our hearts just rejoice and bless the Lord, as it says here. Verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. What a beautiful promise in those two verses. Different promises, several promises there. Forgiving our iniquities, healing our physical bodies, redeeming our life from destruction, and crowning us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now, mercy is one of the themes of this psalm. So let's continue to read here. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful. There it is. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. And I am so thankful that God is merciful and gracious and slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Because if it wasn't for his mercy and his long-suffering, I wouldn't be a Christian today. I would have been lost a long time ago if he hadn't have had mercy and long suffering. I would have been dead in my sins and been sent to hell, because that's what I deserve. Verse 9, he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. And I am so thankful for that he hasn't dealt with us according to our sins or rewarded us according to our iniquities. Because I deserve to go to hell. Because of my sins, because of my iniquities, I deserve to go to hell. I should suffer in the flames of hell for all eternity. That's what I deserve. But God is merciful, and he hasn't dealt with us according to our sins or after our sins, or he hasn't rewarded us according to our iniquities. Listen to this, verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. And all I can say is thank you, Jesus. And I can say praise the Lord, for he is worthy. That his mercy, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. And notice that in these two verses, verse 11 and verse 13 about fearing God. A lot in the Proverbs also about fearing God, and a lot in the Psalms. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is, in the fear of the Lord it prolongeth days. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his neck or his heart shall fall into mischief. By the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Bitter is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. And the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I think I said that one. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And one more. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So that last verse there was out of Ecclesiastes, two verses, Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. The rest were out of Psalms. So that was Psalms 13 that I ended on, like, as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so they flourish. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Okay, so the comparison here, or what he's talking about here, is that man's days are just short. They're just grass. Our days will end just like the grass in the field. It dies down and goes away. Our lives will also go away. It's the shortness of time, and we're temporal. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourished. For the wind passeth over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Now listen, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. So God's mercy, here it is again in verse 17. The comparison is between man's temporal being, just as grass of the field, but God's mercy is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Verse 19, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Well, all I can say is amen, and bless the Lord, and praise his holy name, for he is worthy. Well, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in today. God bless you, and I just hope and pray that you would, that your heart would just seek after the Lord in a stronger way, in a renewed way, by listening to these beautiful psalms and hearing a few comments. So God bless you. If you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do that by pressing 99 when it goes back to the next menu there. So thanks again for listening.